Good morning. It's 7:34. This is VPR News. I'm Peter Biello. Governor Peter Shumlin says the state's tracking of what travels through Vermont by train is, quote, certainly something we should look at. This comes after a July 6th accident in which a train carrying oil derailed and barreled into the town of Lac-Mégantic, Quebec. At least five of the train's cars exploded, and officials say 50 people were killed. Vermont currently has no routine inspections for tracks. That's left to the Federal Railroad Administration. It also does not track the type of cargo that is shipped through the state. Shumlin says rail is important to Vermont's economy, but the state has a duty to ensure public safety. The U.S. House has voted to delay a key part of the Affordable Care Act. The bill would postpone the individual mandate to purchase insurance for at least a year. State officials say the vote is another attempt by House Republican leaders to sabotage the Affordable Care Act. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
State health care officials are closely following this issue because Vermont is the only state in the country that requires all individuals to go through the state's new exchange when they purchase insurance policies after January 1st. A delay in the individual mandate could allow consumers to buy insurance outside of the exchange, and it would remove penalties for people who choose not to buy insurance. Last week, the Obama administration announced that it's delaying the employer mandate for a year because of concerns from the business community. House Republican leaders argue that if it makes sense to delay the employer mandate, then the individual mandate should also be postponed. Congressman Peter Welch disagrees. He says it's essential to implement the individual mandate on January 1st.
It would be terrible for Vermont. I mean, that would really be a setback for us. Also, you know, we in Vermont understand something. If we want to achieve that goal that every one of us has health care coverage, then we have to accept the responsibility that every one of us has to help pay for it. So the individual mandate is something that I think will ultimately be a very useful tool for us to achieve better health care and, frankly, lower cost health care.
Darcy Johnston is the director of Vermonters for Healthcare Freedom. Her group wants participation in Vermont's exchange to be voluntary.
I think that's very important, because I think without that, we're going to end up with more uninsured than we had previously, because a number of people who were paying don't like what's being offered on the exchange, don't like being forced into that exchange. They want the choice.
Mark Larson is the commissioner of the Department of Vermont Health Access, the agency that's responsible for setting up the state exchange, which is known as Vermont Health Connect. He says this debate is a distraction from the work his department needs to do in the coming months, and he thinks it's very confusing for consumers.
I really just don't imagine any event that would lead to a change in the Affordable Care Act that would implement the options that the House of Representatives are considering today. I think it's not a practical focus of our time and attention right now.
Because President Obama has threatened to veto this bill, it seems unlikely that the U.S. Senate, with its Democratic majority, will give its approval to this legislation. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.
Brattleboro celebrated an important part of its history and future yesterday when ground was broken on a $24 million reconstruction of the Brooks House. The iconic building was gutted by an electrical fire 2 years ago. Governor Peter Shumlin led the first symbolic sledgehammer blows inside the old hotel where Kipling played poker and Eleanor Roosevelt liked to stop for lunch. Shumlin called the project a powerful example of Vermont vision and values.
Then, unlike the rest of America, where they basically let their downtowns crumble, where they build big boxes out in the cornfields, we say, wait a minute, community matters to us. Downtowns are the heart of Vermont.
The Brooks House encompasses about a quarter of Brattleboro's downtown. The reconstruction is expected to take about a year. The Eye on the Sky forecast calls for sunny skies with an isolated shower this morning, then afternoon showers and a few heavy downpours with highs in the 80s to near 90. For tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with an evening of showers or thunderstorms and lows in the 60s to near 70. And for tomorrow, partly sunny skies, hot and humid again with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. And that is VPR News. I'm Peter Biello.